Recent surveys show the bat disease white nose syndrome has reduced bat populations to zero at some hibernation sites and decreased others by 72% to 97%. Paul White leads the team at the DNR working with bat populations. White nose syndrome is a fungal disease affecting only bats. It wakes them up during hibernation and they quickly use their energy reserves and die. Wisconsin has been infected since 2014. He says sites that had 1,000 or more bats had none hibernating this year. Losses to agriculture because of more insects are thought to be in the millions of dollars. White says researchers initially thought the disease was the end of the bat population here, but there have been survivors.
The fact that we're still seeing bats is somewhat exciting for us, even if they are low populations of what they used to be. And so we are seeing some trends to suggest that there are some site characteristics that provide an adequate place for bats to hibernate despite having infection of fungus. And so we're trying to understand what those site characteristics are and how we can implement those at other sites to make sure that other populations are still persisting.
Volunteers are needed for the Great Wisconsin Bat Count held May 31st through June 2nd and July 19th through the 21st. The first statewide count is conducted before young bats called pups are able to fly, and the second count occurs after pups are flying on their own. Volunteers identify bat roosts and sit outside the roost entrance in the evening to count the bats as they emerge just after sunset and report those results to the DNR. We have a link to the DNR's bat program website at WXPR.org. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.